Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2136. Six reusable products that save me money by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Six reusable products that save me money by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. Like millions of other people, I love to start my day with coffee. I can't live without it. If I had to choose between breakfast and coffee, I'd choose coffee every time. There's nothing like the taste of a fresh cup of my favorite morning beverage, or a jolt of caffeine to make me feel ready to conquer my goals. A while ago, I switched from using a Keurig and K-cups to a drip coffee maker. I made the change for two reasons. First, I wanted to help the environment and reduce my carbon footprint. I didn't like using a product one time and throwing it out to sit in a landfill. Of course, I also wanted to find a way to cut expenses and stretch my grocery budget further. But cutting out this one-time use product got me thinking about all the other products that I use once and then throw away. I did some research and found six things I could swap out for reusable products. These six changes helped me be kinder to the earth and save more money at the same time. Number one, Brita pitcher. I can't lie, I love bottled water and I hate tap water. I think these feelings date back to growing up on a farm, and our well water was, honestly, just icky. But I didn't love the idea of throwing away plastic bottles and hurting the environment either. And of course, I also hate to waste money. I'm proud to say that I made a big switch. I no longer buy plastic water bottles. Instead, I went online and bought a Brita pitcher for less than $28. Best of all, because I purchased the premium blue filter, I don't have to switch it out for 6 whole months. The Brita pitcher I selected saves me a ton of money. Bottled water wasn't a huge expense, but it did cost me around $4 every time I went to the grocery store. Also, I opted for the premium filter up front. Now I don't have to replace the filters in my Brita as often and worry about that cost. Number two, wool dryer balls. We all have those household chores we hate. For me, it's laundry. I hate doing laundry so much, but it has to be done anyway. Thankfully, I found a way to save some money on one of my least favorite chores. I purchased a set of wool dryer balls online for $16.95. They save me money in a couple of different ways. First, I no longer buy dryer sheets. My reusable dryer balls can last up to 2 years. In the past, I would purchase bounce dryer sheets for around $3.97 for a pack of 100. So cutting this expense is a small savings. The bigger savings with my dryer balls, however, came in an unexpected way. I use around 6 of the wool dryer balls per large load of laundry, and they cut my drying time by 25 to 50%. Less drying time equals more money saved on my utility bill. As a follower of the Budget Mom, you already know I'm all about finding ways to reduce the cost of my utility bills. Number three. Unpaper towels. My entire life, I used paper towels. I used to buy them in bulk at Costco. But I recently made the switch to reusable unpaper towels, and I'm happy I did. I keep an unpaper towel by my sink in the kitchen. It's what I use to wipe down my counters, my coffee pot, or the stovetop, especially when I'm cooking messy spaghetti sauce. When I'm ready to clean them, I pop the unpaper towels into my washer and dryer right along with my other laundry. The Switch has saved me money. I was buying a 12-pack of paper towels at Walmart. The cost for the 12-pack was a little over $5. By comparison, you can get a 10-pack of these organic, reusable paper towels on Amazon for under $20. Number 4, coffee filter. As I mentioned, I used to own a Keurig. Honestly, it was fantastic because it was so convenient. I used it for hot water for tea and, of course, for my favorite morning routine, coffee. But I found that I was spending a ton of money each month on K-cups. And when I was done with my one cup of coffee, I had to throw the K-cup out. I didn't like that, so I moved to a drip coffee maker. At first, I used disposable number 4 coffee filters. I bought them online and paid around $9.99 for a 100-pack. Since I drink coffee every day, I was using 100 disposable filters in 100 days or less. Eventually, I decided to switch to a reusable number 4 coffee filter to save money. The reusable filter cost me just $6.75 on Amazon. Now that I've made the purchase, I don't have to worry about spending money on coffee filters again. There's one more thing I like about my reusable coffee filter. I don't have to run to the store or remember to order replacement filters when I run out. Number 5, shopping bags. Another product I purchased to be both kind to the environment and to save money was my reusable shopping bag. Or rather, I bought several foldable, reusable grocery bags on Amazon for around $12.99. In some states, single-use plastic grocery bags are prohibited, so reusable grocery bags are a must. Some stores will charge you for grocery bags, so bringing your own could help you avoid this cost. Finally, some stores offer you a small store credit as an incentive to bring your own shopping bag with you. And number 6, storage bags. My son is in elementary school. We can easily go through 5 to 6 boxes of sandwich bags every school year. To replace the disposable plastic sandwich bags we used, I purchased a 10-pack of reusable storage bags on Amazon. The bags are leak-proof, thick, and freezer-safe. The entire 10-pack cost me around $13.99. Now, I don't recommend putting the bags in the dishwasher. However, they're easy to wash and rinse out by hand in the sink. I use the larger baggies for his sandwiches and veggies, like carrots or celery sticks. In the smaller baggies, I pack his fishy snacks, chips, or similar items. You just listened to the post titled 6 Reusable Products That Save Me Money by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This post resonated with me because it demonstrates how resourcefulness and thoughtfulness can lead to saving money. When I was getting out of debt and trying to lower my expenses, I learned to tap into a level of creativity and resourcefulness that I didn't even know I had. It felt like a grand experiment to me, and I've always taken the approach that if it starts to feel like deprivation, I've simply gone too far. So for example, there was a period of time that I was making my own laundry detergent. It was super cheap with only 3 ingredients, and I would make a 5-gallon container that would last me close to a year. However, I got to a point where I noticed that my homemade detergent just didn't smell as nice as what I used to buy, so I switched back. When it comes to frugality, I find it useful to focus on the big 3: housing, transportation, and food. Now that I've optimized in these areas, I don't think about them much anymore, but I still make efforts to be mindful about other spending. Before I buy something, I typically go through a checklist in my mind that goes something like this. First, I ask myself, is this really a need or more of a want? And if it is a need, is there a more frugal way to go about it? Do I own something already that could be repurposed to fit this need? Could I borrow what I need from a friend? If I absolutely need to buy something, can I get it used? This mental process stops me from falling into the trap of mindless spending and opens up some creativity in the process. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.